Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What can employees, concert promoters, legally do to require or ask people to either show proof of vaccination or a negative COVID test?
Employers have a relatively free hand. They have the right to require that their employees be vaccinated or show proof of vaccination if they want to do that, or even require that they be tested if they, don't want to have their employees vaccinated. And, concert promoters, restaurant owners pretty much have the same right to require patrons to be vaccinated and show proof for entry. So, they've got quite a free hand in that matter.
And the masking requirements, is that the same thing that employers have that power to do?
Same thing, yeah. under the circumstances, employment at will generally, as long as you're not in a union atmosphere, employers can make things like that a condition of employment. So that, again, they have a lot of latitude.
You brought up unions earlier, the union aspect. What recourse do union members have in a situation like this?
Mandating a vaccination would likely be what we call in the labor area a mandatory subject of bargaining, which would mean an employer would have to bargain with the union before they could force the union employees to be vaccinated. So that likely would mean the employer would have to present the idea to the union, sit down and negotiate with them over it before they could do it.
So it sounds like employees or concert goers who would be subject to masking requirements or proof of vaccination requirements, they really don't have much of a defense if they want to go but shouldn't be required.
That's right. I mean, property owners such as a business, have the right to, deny entry to people for whatever reason they want, as long as it's not an illegal reason, such as discrimination. And employers have generally the same right to set, whatever terms they want for employment. I would just add, in the employment context, if an employee has a medical condition or a religious objection that would prevent them from getting vaccinated, they can raise those objections and the employer would have to consider them.
And are there, with regards to some of the restrictions, have you seen any that may go too far as infringing on rights?
I haven't seen that yet. I mean, I have to tell you, most employers have been relatively hesitant up until now to require mandated vaccines. Some of the larger employers in the country are certainly moving that way. But locally, I think employers are being more cautious and are still trying to encourage employees to be vaccinated rather than mandate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.